If we let the Holy Spirit open up our spirit and let the reality that's portrayed here enter us, we'll be filled with incredible joy and encouragement, and it will be a pleasure to confess our sins and be free of them and to follow Jesus. We have in the first reading this promise. The wording, a little bit tough here and there. There's a word betula for virgin is not used. It's a word alma, which can evoke the notion of the Queen Mother. But God's people knew that this was something special. Those who edited Isaiah's works made sure it was there. This oracle, this prophecy. And it was built on, made deeper. God's people knew that this was a promise. That's why when the Jewish people themselves translated this into Greek, they used the word for virgin, Parthenos, because they knew that was the full intention of that word, Alma. Now that's the way the Holy Spirit works, right? This reality is carried and carried and carried by all those who are faithful to God, and they understand it. And then we have the same thing in this letter to the Hebrews. It's impossible that the blood of bulls and goats takes away sins. For this reason, when Christ came into the world, and now these words of the Word of God are now said from earth by this same word. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Now, this is how the Holy Spirit is preparing us. You see, the text, this is Psalm 40. Beautiful, beautiful text. And it says there, sacrifice and offering, in other words, all this that you yourself gave us. It's not enough. You did not desire. It was a good preparation. Now the text, the Hebrew text says, you opened up my ear, meaning got me suited for obedience. But the phrase, it refers to a ritual. If a Hebrew man is a slave to another Hebrew man, but he wants to stay a slave, then the owner takes him to the door and takes an awl and, you know, puts a hole in his ear. That's a sign of being obedient, an open ear. But the translators prayed and fasted and tried to find out, how can we say that to Greeks, you know, in Greek-speaking language? That won't make any sense. They won't understand the background to it. So they'd said, but put it, you gave me a body, because that's how we do God's will, with a body. And that profound mystical understanding, you see, gave us, you see, but a body you prepared for me. And that's the key, isn't it? God's will has to exist here, in this world. And for that, you need a body. The act of love in which Jesus died, upon which all history, all the future of this material world, the whole universe, it all depends on that act of love in which Jesus gave his whole body to the Father. God knew that. You see, By this will we have been consecrated because of the body. Then we have the gospel, where God wants to come into our world with a body. The incarnation means the infleshness of God. What opens up for us there? The dignity, the beauty, the eternal destiny of the body. But at a deeper level, even the humility, the love, the power, the wisdom of God to come to us in a body, so that there can be, you see, in this body, human bodily acts that affect all of history. God didn't wave a wand over history and say, well, it'll be all fixed up now. He came into it, took upon himself all the disaster we have made of it, and transformed it. And God does not play games. Sometimes we think, well, if Mary hadn't said yes, he would have found somebody else. Are you kidding? Mary is the one. She's conceived immaculately. She's prepared, taught by the Holy Spirit. All the words of God that are in her tradition, all the Old Testament, alive in her heart. Oh, in Isaiah 63, that you would rend the heavens and come down. How many times did she pray that? Right? She pondered, behold, this virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Ha'alma. So when this angel came to her and spoke with her, thank God she must have told Luke about this so that. And so this conversation between the Father and Mary, with the angel being like a mediator, you shall conceive and bear a son. Exactly the words, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And so today we look at Mary, through whom salvation came to the world. But it came through her free act. God did not want a surrogate womb. He wanted a mother. She had to agree to this. God knew who he was dealing with. He knew she would say yes. But she had to say it. And that opened up the doors. And now we have God among us. God among us. In a body. So that you can't affect history except through a body. That act of love in which he died and gave his whole body. That's the body he has from Mary. He had her eyes. That's what we celebrate today. That's why we announce, this is Mary, the most saved of all creatures, saying yes. Today, pray that you will understand that yes.